Okay, I'd like to convene the Ways and Means Committee. We're going to be operating again under Rule 10.01, which is posted online. Do we have a quorum?
We do, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have a quorum present. Representative Olson, would you like to move approval of the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of the minutes from May 14th, 2020.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Two of the bills are no longer on the agenda for this morning, but we will still be taking up Senate File 494 by Representative Eklund. Representative Eklund, would you care to make a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate File 4494, first endorsement, be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Okay,
the, Mr. Chair, I also have the A1 amendment.
Yeah, the motion is before us. Would you like to move the amendment? I think you just did.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the A1 amendment.
Okay, the motion is to adopt the A1 amendment. If you could explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the A1 amendment is similar to what we did on House File 1507. The original bill came over from the Senate, and we added $7 million to the education grant to make the total grant to be $15 million.
Okay, the motion is before us. Any discussion on the A1 amendment? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Representative Eklund, would you care to explain the bill as amended?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Senate File 4494 is a result of work done with Senator Westrum, Senator Frentz, Representative Anderson, and myself in one of the original work groups, way back when we were doing those original work groups. Senator Anderson, or Representative Anderson, was a big help and resource for me, and I appreciate that. We've gone over this bill in the past, Mr. Chair, members in committee, and the amendment reflects the work done on House File 1507. I'd appreciate the chance to talk about this bill, and I'm open to any questions.
Okay, any discussion? Representative Groffel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and either for yourself, Representative Eklund, or staff. So yesterday, the governor announced that he was going to be spending $91 million of the federal funds, and one of the things he's doing with that is he says it's a priority to increase student access to technology. I'm wondering how this bill interacts with the order, the spending the governor did on his own yesterday.
Representative Eklund, do you have any information on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Garofalo, I saw that announcement. I knew this bill was up today. I figured that question might be coming. The only thing I can tell you is that we've got language in the bill that would, if there is CARES Act funding that would apply to these things, then the general fund appropriation would be canceled.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. So Mr. Chairman, is the governor's announcement, does that replace the spending in this bill, or would that be in addition to the spending in this bill?
Representative Eklund, do you know the answer?
Mr. Chair, Representative Garofalo, I do not know the answer to that one. I don't know if there's any staff that would be able to answer that question or not.
I don't know the answer to that either. Maybe Mr. Marks, do you have any information on that?
Mr. Chair, members, I'm sorry, I cannot answer that question either.
Okay, Mr. Chair, if we could just, if this ends up coming up for a vote on the floor, if we could just have that answer, you know, if and when this comes up on the floor, if we could
yes.
get that question answered, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, being that that just broke yesterday, that's a good question, and I'm sure Representative Eklund can check that out then and have that answer available when the bill comes up on the floor. Any other discussion? Representative Garofalo, are you done?
I don't know if I'm done, but yeah, I don't have any other questions right now.
Thank you. I'm going to go to Representative Scott next if you had another question you had before. Okay, Representative Scott.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my understanding is that the Title I funds are almost all spoken for. So are there other federal funds available if there's none of those funds left? So I guess alternative sources for this. If, maybe the author doesn't know the answer to that either.
Anybody with staff know?
Mr. Chair and members, Bill Marks, this bill specifies that the coronavirus relief federal fund would be the alternative, would be the federal source here, if it's eligible under that. And there are three different appropriations within this bill, so each one, it would have to be determined if each of them or which of them would be eligible. But the bill is the amendment language establishes the coronavirus relief fund as the possible federal funding here.
Representative Scott.
All right, so we don't really know for sure which fund ultimately will be used for either this or perhaps even the governor's. Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Representative Graffo, did you have a wrap-up question then? Or
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in light of the lack of information and the previous factors when we voted on this bill, I'll be voting no today and would encourage my colleagues to do the same. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sure that additional information will be gathered, being that some of that just broke yesterday. It's one of the situations you sometimes encounter when you get down to the last weekend. Representative Eklund, would you care to renew your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I renew my motion that Senate File 4494, First and Grossman, as amended, be recommended to be placed on the General Register.
Okay, that motion is before us. And before we vote, when you indicated who all had worked on this bill, my assumption was that it was a very bipartisan effort. Is that correct?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We worked real hard, Senator Westrum and myself especially, and then we brought in Senator France and Representative Anderson for comments and input. So, yes, it was very bipartisan.
Just so folks have that bit of background as we go to the roll call. Seeing no further discussion, Ms. Parkman, would you care to take the roll?
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Carlson, aye. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
No.
Garofalo, no. Representative Albright?
No.
Albright, no. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Davids?
No.
Davids, no. Representative Daphne?
Aye.
Daphne, aye. Representative Drazkowski?
No.
Drazkowski, no. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hamilton?
No.
Hamilton, no. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hausman?
Aye.
Hausman, aye. Representative Hertas?
No.
Hertas, no. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Kreisha, excused. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly? Representative Lilly? Representative Long, excused. Representative Mariani, excused. Representative Marquardt, excused. Representative Nelson?
Thank you.
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative Pawlowski.
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Poppy.
Aye.
Poppy, aye. Representative Schumacher.
Schumacher, no.
Schumacher, no. Representative Scott.
No.
Scott, no. Representative Torkelson.
No.
Torkelson, no. Representative Vogel.
No.
Vogel, no. Representative Wagenius. Representative Wagenius.
Aye.
Wagenius, aye. Representative Lilly.
Aye.
Lilly, aye.
Oh, good.
15 ayes, 10 nays.
Okay, the motion carries, and the bill is on its way to the general registrar. We are going to recess, but before we recess, we may or may not meet again today. Right now, I don't have anything I plan on taking up today, but as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, when some of us were talking before we convened, we have to be kind of nimble this last weekend, and Ways and Means, as we all know, is usually the last stop before things hit the House floor. So I'll go into recess, and at some point today I may adjourn the meeting. If I don't adjourn the meeting under the rules, it automatically is adjourned at midnight. So we're just trying to be nimble. But before I go into recess, just in case this is our last meeting for the session, I do want to thank our Vice Chair, Representative Olson, not only for frequently or almost every time moving the minutes, but taking over at a moment's notice when we had a bit of emergency on my end and I got shut down. She did a good job, so thank you, Representative Olson. And I would like to thank Representative Garofalo, the minority lead on the committee. You've done a nice job, and you keep us on our toes. I think only once was I shocked when you didn't have a wrap-up, so and that's when my computer shut down. But thank you, Representative Garofalo. And then I'd like to thank all the members of the committee on both sides of the aisle. I think we've functioned well. We've had our differences in viewpoints, but I think everybody has consistently been nice, polite, and we've functioned in a very good way as a committee. And so I want to thank everybody on both sides of the aisle for their work. And then with our nonpartisan staff, Bill Marks, the Chief Fiscal Analyst, he works with the Ways and Means Committee. And Bill Marks and I have worked together on fiscal issues going back many, many years. And so, Bill, I want to thank you. And then Colby Sullivan from House Research has been one of the good stalwarts in helping the committee function well and takes questions just on the spur of the moment. And like Mr. Marks, Mr. Sullivan gives us the answers on the spur of the moment and is pretty quick with that. So thank you both for staffing the committee. And then the caucus staff, I have to start with Nancy Conley. I think we pointed out yesterday or the day before all the years that Nancy and I have been involved with the legislature, 31 of those years, we've worked together in one capacity or another. And Nancy, I can't thank you enough for all of your hard work and keeping me on my toes. And we've just had just a tremendous working relationship, and I really appreciate all that you have done over the years. And then we have Dave Sullivan, who is with the DFL Caucus Research. You probably don't see him as often in that role when he's but he's always here one way or another with the committee and works closely with the DFLers. And then we have Harry Kennedy on the Republican side, his counterpart. And Mr. Kennedy has also been very good to work with. We have some personal connections that we visit with about from time to time before committees start. And so I've enjoyed those conversations as well, Mr. Kennedy, and really appreciate your being part of the process as well. So Dave Sullivan, Mr. Kennedy, and Nancy Conley, three very key people who are part of the caucus staff. So thank you, one and all. And we may or may not meet again today. We may or may not meet until we adjourn. But I did want to make those comments just in case this was the last time we're to be together. So we are now on recess to a call of the chair.